Okay, so welcome. It's so good to see everyone. It's really special how people come out, even in the really cold weather. Coming into the room, we have all of the children who participated in our Partners Junior. We had about 25 children tonight, and in anticipation of the holiday of Purim, they made Hamantaschen cookies. They're going to take them home and bake them at home. Alrighty, so the way the Torah portion begins, it says that six days of the week work shall be done. On the seventh day we rest. There are two ways to speak about doing work on the 6 days. You could say, you should do work for 6 days, which is active, or you could say work should be done, which is more passive. The Torah chooses the latter option. The question is why? Nothing is random. Here are two quick thoughts on that question. Number one, anyone ever see the custom? Friday night we have challah, and we take it and we dip it into salt. Do we all want high blood pressure? No. That's not what we're shooting for. I heard a beautiful explanation why we dip our challah, our bread, in salt. You know, bread is one of those foods that when you think back to the very beginning of the process of making it, it's a lot of work. You gotta plow the soil, plant the seeds, water them, and weed, harvest, separate the kernel from the stalk. And you have to grind it up, sift it, knead it, and eventually bake it. And then you have bread. And by the time that bread comes out of the oven, you can say, wow, this is me. All my hard work, that challah smells amazing. This is me. But you have to realize that all of us in our lives, there have all been times where you put that cake in the oven and it just don't go right. And you work really, it's usually the cakes, by the way, that you work hardest for, that usually something goes wrong with. And you have to realize that it's true, you put in the work, but without God's blessing, it's not going to happen. And therefore, what do? You take the salt, because the salt is clearly a gift from God. How do you get salt? You either evaporate seawater or you mine it from the ground. And therefore, you take the bread, you put it with the salt to say that just like the salt is clearly a gift from the one above, the bread is too. That is why the Torah says work is done. You think you're the one who did it? Yes, you put in the effort. But the final result, the outcome, is because you had God's blessing. That's my first thought. The second one is as follows. You ever meet those people who are workaholics? Their entire life is their career and there's very little else involved. The Torah is saying that's maybe not the best way. Work should be done because work has to be done, because there are so many other things in our lives that are valuable. So we have to work because we need to earn a living so we can provide for our families, so that we could give charity to those who are less fortunate. Work should be done, but work is not the end. It is the means to be able to accomplish all of those things in our lives that we so importantly and badly need and want to do. I thank you all for coming and have a wonderful night.